给我们一个启示，就是说不要抬高自己哈。我们
give us a revelation to not lift ourselves higher than we ought to be.
好，我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，今天是你的日子。
Lord, this is your day.
你用你自己的恩典
，use your grace，
让幔子裂开
，to open up the veil。
所以我们今天可以在这边来朝见你。
So we can come and gaze upon you.
今天我们是到这边聆听你的话语。
Today we want to come and hear your word.
求你自己的圣灵赐在我们中间。
That your Holy Spirit will be in the midst of us.
让我们借着你的话语能亲见你的面。
That through your word we can clearly see your face.
我们把我们以下的时间完全交在主自己的手中。
We give this time into your hands.
我们要祷告不配，是奉主耶稣基督之名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这个我还要习惯哈，因为这个有的教会是就是让领会的人来宣读主的话语，有的地方呢是讲员自己。那我们今天
I have to get used to this because some places, some churches, the presider will read the passage, but some other places I have to read the passage myself. So
好，那我们现在要念主的话语，我先念，一会儿我们会请这个我们的弟兄念英文。
Let's read together the scriptures. I'll read in Chinese first, and then English following.
我念啊。没有，没有大英文。好，经文是在马太福音十六章的十三节到十九节。
Scriptures come from Matthew chapter 16:13-19.
好，使徒约翰，使徒这个Matthew 他是这么记的哈。他说，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚。”有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And the disciple Matthew recorded this in Matthew chapter 16:13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
使徒约翰呢，他这个使徒马太哈，然后呢，他在这边呢，记述了一段耶稣基督教导。那么这个教导呢，是我们今天可能不是特熟悉的，因为呢，他是用对话体进行了教导啊。
The disciple Matthew recorded this teaching from Jesus, but this teaching may not be very familiar to us because it's not a parable, but it's through a conversation.
在头两这个头三节经文、四节经文中呢。是两个对话。
In these first four verses, it's two different conversations.
他在问说大家怎么看待他这位上帝。
Jesus is asking how do people see him.
那么耶稣基督为什么要问两遍
？Why did Jesus ask twice?
他第一遍呢，他问了一个普遍的不信主的和信主的人共同能看见的事情。
First, he's asking something that whether it's a believer or non-believer can all see.
那么第二问呢，他是问我们所有跟随他的人。
But the second time he's asking the followers who he is.
这中间有什么区别呢
？What is the difference between the two？
我讲一件事，我们看见什么，不仅是关于那个东西是什么，也关于我们怎么看它。
I want to say that when we look at something, it's not just what that thing is, but it's how we relate to that thing.
在以前的时候，在中国有一个地方叫做大同，我不知道有多少人知道。
In the past, in China, there's a city called Datong.
Yeah, 这个地方呢，它以出煤著称。
This place was famous for the coals that it produced.
那么出煤呢，中国人就想说，哎，出煤嘛，我们就把它采出来，就把它燃烧了。
You know, the coals, Chinese people think that, hey, let's take the coals and burn it.
结果很多日本公司来说，如果你们烧完这煤呢，能不能把你们烧完的煤渣卖给我
And these Japanese companies will come and say, once you've burned the coals, can you give us the ashes from the coals?
那么我们也不清楚为什么要这些废料呢？
And at Chinese, we think, well, sure, why not? It's just, you know, trash.
原先这个原来呢，日本人呢，他用他们的特殊的仪器，从这些已经燃尽的煤中又提取了很多的微量元素。
And it turns out that Japanese people, they were able to use their equipments to extract different elements from these ashes.
是同样是煤。
So it's the same thing, it's coals.
那么不同的人用不同的方式对待它，就从里头提取了不同的东西。
But different people using it in different ways are able to extract different things from it.
在这边也是一样，耶稣基督是全人也是全神，但是你用什么角度去看待他，于是你就在里头提取到什么样的东西。
And in the same way, Jesus is holy God and holy man, but depending on the perspective that we look at him, we may extract different things.
第一问说，哎，全世界的人怎么看我？
The first is asking, how does the world see us, see him?
那么耶稣基督呢，是带着上帝的能力来到这个世间，当然会引起很多人的惊异。
Well, Jesus brings the power of God into this world, so of course people will pay attention to him.
那么现在可能有几万本书是来研究耶稣基督这个人的。
Now there are maybe thousands and millions of books that are discussing who Jesus is.
其中很多人不是基督徒。
But there are a lot of people who are not Christians.
那么他们也对这个奇异的事件和奇异的人有研究。
But they're also looking into this mysterious person.
那么我们看待基督和他们看待有什么不同呢？
But us, how is our view of Jesus different than theirs?
当世人看待基督的时候，把它看成是一个属肉体的事件。
When the world looks at Jesus, they see a fleshly event.
那么他们是作为一个认识者来客观的看待一个客观的事件。
Well, they are looking at it from the perspective of an observer, from an objective perspective.
所以呢，他们是用他们的大脑去分析一个外在的有形的事情。
So they're using their brains to analyze something that takes shape.
这也是一种相信的办法吧。
This is one way of believing.
但是呢，这种理性的信和我们信仰的信有本质的不同。
But this kind of believing is different than our faith.
我们说理性的信的时候是说，我作为一个主体来看待一个客观的事物，它有还是没有？
When they say I believe in this thing, it's that I am the main thing, and I objectively see if that thing is there or not.
我们是一个居上的主动者，而被认识的东西是一个纯被动的小于我们的客观事实。
We are the subject here. We put ourselves above, and when we look at this thing, that thing is only the object.
由于我们认识的对象比我们小，所以我们认识的对象不会改变我们。
Because when we look at it that way, the thing that we understand is smaller, less than us, so we will not be changed by it.
你相信巴黎在法国吗？
Do you believe that Paris is in France?
相信吗？
Do you believe it?
有人点头哈。
Everybody nods.
请问你相信你一天吃几顿饭？
If you believe it, how many meals do you eat a day?
吃几顿饭？
How many meals?
三顿是吧？有人说我不相信巴黎在法国。
Some people say I don't believe Paris is in France.
他一天吃几顿饭
？How many meals does he eat?
四顿是吗
？Four.
还是三顿对不对
？Or three.
我说的意思是说，其实你对一个客观事实的信和不信，不会改变你主体生命的。
What I'm saying is, when you objectively know something, that won't change your life.
所以呢，第一问，如果你回答了。不管你回答的是先知，甚至你回答你是上帝，其实没用。
The first answer, whether you are replying as prophet or God, it doesn't change anything.
因为你只把它看成是一个有限的、客观的认识对象来认识的，从而你永远不会因为这个认识而改变你的生命。
Because you're only looking at it as a limited subject, that you will never be changed by it.
那么后一问他就是问我们了，说你们这些用生命追寻我的人，认为我是谁？
But the second question is asking us that you who use your lives to follow me, who do you think that I am?
他说，哎，如果你用生命来认识我的话，就会认识到说我是那个主宰万有的主体生命，我就是生命，而且是永恒的、无限的生命。
He's saying if you use your life to follow me, you will find that I am the omnipotent God. I am the one who was and is to come.
如果我们认识的这位上帝是无限的，是又真又活的，他怎么可能不活在你里头呢
？If we understand this God who is alive and who is limited, then how can our lives not be changed?
如果我们不能用活的生命去体会的话，我们就体会不到说上帝是一个又真又活的生命。
If we do not use our lives to experience this God, then we will never understand that God is alive and real.
如果我们不能用这个活的生命去体验的话，我们就体验不到说这个又真又活的上帝无限，他的无限恰好表明是住在我里头。
If we do not use our lives to experience this alive God, then we'll never understand that this God is living inside of us.
上帝是无限的，怎么可能不住在你里头呢？
God is unlimited. How can he not live inside of you?
如果你能以客观的方面在外头来观察上帝的话，于是你在上帝之外，你所观察到的上帝不是上帝。
If you are using an objective view of looking at God, you're just looking from the outside. What you see is not truly God.
所以，耶稣基督他实际上在问我们说，你用什么态度来认识我
？So Jesus is asking us, how do you see me?
这就是一个真正信徒的态度。你除了用生命以外，你不或者把你的生命投入到无限上帝的生命里以外，你没有办法认识真正的耶稣基督这位上帝是谁。
This is the attitude of a disciple that unless you put your life into him, that you will never truly understand who he is.
当然，彼得就当然这也是一个很有趣的现象啊。耶稣基督有很多这种提问和对话。
Of course, this is an interesting thing because Jesus has a lot of these questions and responses.
然后呢，每一次都有一个人他抢答了。
And every time there's someone who rushes to answer.
谁抢答了呢
？Who is it?
永远是彼得。
Always Peter.
OK. 但是这次他得了十分。
But this time he got 10 points.
他不是每次都得十分的。
Not every time he gets 10 points.
他经常按了电钮，当。然后说扣十分。
But then sometimes he buzzes in and he gets negative 10 points.
得十分。他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
He says you are the Christ, the Son of God.
今天不解释这个背景，但是呢，对犹太人来说，只要一说这件事，就说你是我的主。
This or we won't go into the details of this, but for the Jews when they say this, they're saying that you are my Lord.
那主是什么含义呢
？What is the meaning of Lord?
那就是对你有绝对主权。
Is that he has authority over you?
对中国人来说呢，主的概念是非常淡漠的。
To Chinese people, this idea of Lord is very unfamiliar.
对，因为我们要推到封建制要推到大概周朝的时候，我们才知道说这个主的概念到底是什么。
Because we have to go back to the feudal areas to understand what the idea of the lordship is.
在那个时候呢，普天之下莫非王土，率土之滨莫非王臣。
So in those times, you know, saying that everything in the land belongs to the king.
Great. Second sentence. 那些治理者，率土之滨，莫非王臣，就是那些在这里头在执掌这些土地的人，都是上帝他自己的臣子，就他自己的奴仆。
In those times, those dukes, those leaders of the land and leaders of the army, they're all subjects of the king.
当这个天子就是皇帝了，他把一个地方封给一个公爵，比如说。
When a king grants a land to a duke, for example.
那么，他就是那个公爵的主。
Then he is the lord over that duke.
那当赐给这个地上呢，这位公爵可能会享有着土地上的一切。
When the dukes receive this land, they might receive all the benefits of the land.
不管是人民也好，矿藏也好。河里游的水，天上飞的鸟，这都是公爵可以享有的。
Whether it's the people, the water, the land, the produces of the land is all belonging to the duke.
但是这位公爵是谁呀？是他的主的。
But this duke, who does he belong to? He belongs to his lord.
他所执掌的一切，享有的一切，都在这位主的主权之下。
What he enjoys, what he has, is all under the authority of this Lord.
当他收割庄稼的时候呢，刚收割出来，他就先把他那个初熟的最好的庄稼去交到京城给那位主，表明他在他的主权之下。
At the time of harvest, he gives the good portion, the first portion, to the king to show that he is under the authority of the king.
如果天子跟那些蛮夷打仗的时候，他不是说他送两个人衣服，他自己就带着他的亲兵得跟那位天子一块去打仗。
If the king is at war with another nation, it's not he doesn't just send one or two people, but he himself personally goes with the king to go to war.
所以主就是 你的一切既然是他给予的，他就具有主权。你的一切，包括你自己的生命和你所属的一切有形的东西，都在他的主权之下，要服从他。
So this lordship is that everything that you have is under his authority, and everything goes back to him.
但是呢，我们这位主是大过这个世间的主的哈。
But our Lord is greater than any lords of the world.
如果他是生命的主的话，他就不是外在的来强制你服从的。
If he's the Lord over your life, he's not someone who forces you to obey.
他是又真又活的生命，活在你里头，作为你的心我在支配你的整个生命。
He's a Lord who is alive and he's living in you and he desires to have authority over your life.
这就是信仰，信仰就是信奉这位主，让这位主在里头来执掌我们的生命。
This is faith. Our faith is one that allows this Lord to come into our lives to take control of our lives.
那么当然了，这个支配是又真又活，是实在的哈。
Of course, this one who is in control is alive and is real.
基督呢，他给我们提供了特别实在的方式，让我们又真又活的能住在他里头。
Jesus gives us a concrete way of how we can live inside of him.
这就是他把他的身体留在了世间，让我们住在里头。
This is that he left his body in the world for us to live in it.
这就是经文在后面又去讲的了，说，哎，你如果称我为主，你就有福了。
This is what scripture says, that if you call me Lord, then you are blessed.
那什么福分呢？
What is this blessing?
这个从天来的启示告我们说，信耶稣就有福，那福分是什么呢？
This revelation from the world, from heaven tells us that we are blessed. What is this blessing?
是因为你在这个内设以后买到房子了吗？
It's because you bought a house in Nashville.
或者是说，哎，在芝加哥我获得了一个有年薪10万的这个工作吗？
Or is it that you received a job in Chicago that pays, you know, $100,000 per year?
或者说，哎呀，主啊，幸好有你保持，我得了福分，我生了一个男孩。
Or is it that, you know, I'm blessed that I have a healthy life?
显然不是哈。
It's not that.
耶稣基督说，福分就是这条，就是你做了圣殿的石头。
Jesus says, "Blessed are you. You are the rock of the church."
这是什么福分
？What is this blessing?
对，我们不是害怕吗？来教会的时候我都害怕，怎么这是福分呢
？We're scared. You know, how is this a blessing?
黄牧师说，哎，下个星期你要到这儿来服侍了。
Pastor Huang says, you know, says to you, next week you're coming here to serve.
你说，哦，那。我家里有事儿。
You said no, no, no. I have something going on in my house.
为什么
？Why？
因为你觉得不是福分。
Because you feel like this is not a blessing.
你来教会的时候，你就觉得说是一个负担，是一个外在的事，不是对我生命的祝福。
You feel like sometimes you feel like when you come to church, it's a burden and not a blessing.
但是耶稣告诉我们说，福分就是一件事，就是做圣殿的石头。
But Jesus tells us that blessing is this, it's becoming a rock for the church.
这是你实在的享有我生命的唯一方式。
This is the concrete way that you receive my life.
这个我这么讲吧，说我们今天在这个房间里的人，有没有人今天他的自我是在纽约的？
Let me say this, you know, is anybody here, is any of ourselves in New York?
我们这些问题是，今天我们坐在这儿，谁在纽约？请举手。
If you're in New York, if you're here and you're in New York today, please raise your hand.
有吗？有在纽约。
A few people in New York. Okay.
你怎么在纽约呢
？How are you in New York?
哦，
纽约工作。
我们说的是现在 ，right moment.
Right, this we're talking about this very moment. Are you in New York?
Is your life in New York?
Is your life in New York?
所以这个我的意思，他没有完全理解，他是他工作和他的这个，我说的是你的生命，你的目前的你自己的作为自我的生命，是不是在另外一个地方呢
？So his job is in New York, but we're saying that right now in this very moment, is your life here or is it in New York?
原因很简单，就是每个人的生命都活在他自己身体里。
The reason is very simple because our lives are lived within our bodies.
如果你要魂游天外的话。那其实不是你真实的全部生命。
If your spirit is roaming around, then this is not your real life.
是你主观的想象和思维。
This is only your subjective thinking.
所以接受耶稣基督生命也是这样。如果你要接又真又活的接受这位主的生命，除了住在他的身体以外，你的接受不是真实的。
So in order to receive this God who is alive, who is living, and you have to be in the body.
所以我们说的那个 temple 啊，我们说的这个圣殿也好，帐幕也好，和基督身体也好，都是说了神子民共同生命的外形方面。
When we say, when we talk about this temple, the church, you know, whatever you want to call it, this is not only, this is the people of God and God living together.
所以我们今天是这样，如果你不住在主的身体里头，你不能得主的实在的生命。
If you're, so today we say that if you're not living in the Lord, then you cannot receive this life from the Lord.
那你说我怎么住，我不是都在这儿吗，我怎么住在里头呢？
Let me, well, you might ask, well, I'm here, so how do I live in the Lord?
一个方面就是说你必须有这种真正的自我的态度，或者说以你的主体生命住进来。
The one thing is that you have to have a recognition of yourself, that you are, you put yourself in the body.
但是这个你自己他毕竟是就像主一样，他能道成肉身一样哈，也必须是有外形的表达的。
But this willingness to put yourself in the body, just like how Christ came to the earth in flesh, you have to show it in your flesh.
我做一个黑箱的试验啊，这是以前行为主义的一个特别有趣的方式，他用通过外在的行为来表达你里头到底是谁。
I'll use an example of the black box. This is something that behaviorists used to do in the past to show that by your actions, it shows who you are on the inside.
那么我们的身体都在外在的肉身都在这个教会里头了。
Our bodies are all within this church.
都在神的家里了。
It's within God's family.
但是你的生命，你的自我是真在里头吗？
But your life, yourself, is it really in it?
黑箱实验是这样哈，我们做一个黑箱。就是切割到别的地方都没有，这个地方叫做家。
The black, we're using a black box. We're saying that there's, you know, can't see anything from there. We're saying that this black box is your house, your house.
好，然后有一个人走进来了。
One person enters the house.
然后呢，他手里拿着菜。
And he holds on to groceries.
然后呢，他就在那边摘菜、洗菜、切菜、炒菜。
And this person begins to prep a meal using the groceries.
然后就摆桌子、摆碗。
And he sets up the tables, sets up everything.
招呼大家吃饭。
And he calls everyone to the table to eat.
然后等大家吃完了以后。
And after everybody eats.
然后他就在收拾。
This person
桌子碗啊，然后去洗菜，洗碗，然后倒垃圾，扫地。
Take out the trash.
好，这是第一类人哈。你看他是外在行为。这是外在行为，你们来看他是什么人。
It's the outside behavior. Let's see who this is.
第二个人又进来了。
The second person comes in.
进到家里来了。
This person comes in to the house.
空着手
he holds nothing.
然后坐在沙发上
he sits on the couch.
以前呢是看电视哈
in the past they watch TV.
现在是看手机
but now they look at their cell phones.
喝着茶看手机
he drinks tea, looks at his cell phone.
然后有人来招呼他吃饭
and once the other person calls him to eat.
然后呢他吃了
they come and eat.
吃完了一抹嘴又回去坐着
and after they eat, they go back to the couch.
喝茶
drinks tea, looks at his cell phone.
第一类人是什么人
What do you think the first person is?
第二类人是什么人?
What do you think the second person is?
有人知道吗?
You know?
昨天我跟这个我们弟兄谈话，威斯利谈话的时候，他说第一类人是什么？是太太。第二人是这些。
Yesterday when I was talking with his brother with me, when I asked him who the first person is and who the second person is, I answered the first person is the husband or is the wife and the second person is the husband.
大家都笑，笑的原因是说，第一，这个我们看到的先生没有做他应做的事。
We laugh because we say that this husband is not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
但是呢，我们今天讲的呢是确定他的本质特性，也就是说，第一类人他做了他完全应当做的事。第二类人他也做了他完全应当做的事第一类人什么人第二类人什么人
But today we're talking about the nature that they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing So what is the first person and the second person
对家人和客人
It's the homeowner or the host and the guest
所以呢家人你看看见没有这个分隔在什么地方呢家人就是以他作为主人他的自我来承担所有家里的事这就是家人以责任分别了
so what is the difference the guest is within his responsibilities that he's taking care of everything in the house
对如果是客人呢客人就是到这儿来吃喝的这是他的职分 和它的功能就是这个事。
But if you're a guest, the nature of what you do is you come in and you eat and you drink. And you...
其实呢，神的家是一模一样的。
But it's like that in God's house.
如果你是慕道友，是神请的客人，你到这儿就是吃喝，不用发愁什么。
If you're a seeker and you're coming into God's house, then you come and eat and drink. You don't need to do anything.
但是如果你是神家里的人，你的主体责任在什么地方呢？
But if you're part of God's family, then what is your responsibility as a host?
当然了，我也知道说，其实在我们家里头也有人不承担责任的。
Of course, I know that there are some people in our families that do not bear the responsibility.
如果你们家有不承担责任的是谁？
If you have someone who doesn't take responsibility in their houses, who is it?
对,
Children.
正确的说是 baby, 对吧?
More correctly, it would be babies.
对吧? 因为如果你孩子长到了七八岁，你是不是也说帮我洗洗碗呀?
If your children are 7 or 8 years old, don't you tell them, hey, can you do the dishes?
帮我把垃圾推到外头去，对不对?
Hey, take out the trash.
原因是说孩子，你看没有，是在学习责任的过程中表明他是家人。
The reason is that for children, the way that they show that they are part of the family is that they learn how to serve.
这就是区别。
This is training.
所以你是不是住在里头了，是以你主体的来承担责任，表明了你是神家里的人。
So are you living in a house? It's shown by your responsibility to this house of God.
原则上的是呢，我们其实都在学习的过程中。
In theory, that we're all in the process of learning.
这个圣殿这件事是特世间最大的神迹，就是圣殿。这不是我说的，这是耶稣讲的。说你们要奇迹吗？你们要神迹吗？那我跟你唯一的神迹就是这个圣殿，你们46年建好了，我把它拆毁，3日之后再把它建起来。
You know the greatest miracle that people are asking for miracles, and he's saying that the greatest miracle is the temple. That you know these temples that you build in 16 years, I'm going to tear it down and build it back up in 3 days.
他谈的是说。他自己用他自己的十字架和复活如何建造了自己的圣殿，就是他自己的身体。
What he's talking about is through the cross and through his resurrection that he is building up this temple which is his own body.
我怎么想这个教会这事是特别在世间是 amazing 的事啊，真是奇迹。
How do I think about the church as a miracle in the world?
如果你要建一个房子，你怎么建？
If you're building a house, how do you build one?
你到这个 Home Depot 买那些现成的材料，对不对？
You go to Home Depot and you buy the materials, right?
你看耶稣基督怎么建圣殿的？
How does Jesus build up his temple?
他是不是也都找好了那些预制件来建的呢？
Does he find the already made materials to build his church?
我现在看我们世间和我们的区别哈。世间，比如说你们公司要招人，他会有什么样的要求？
It's like a look at the difference between the world and Jesus, you know, if the world is hiring someone, what do they look for?
他用什么东西来建自己的公司呢？
What do they use to build their companies?
你们的招人的广告是这么写的。
Their advertising may say this.
必须在我们这个领域里头有 PhD, Master, 或者 Bachelor.
In our field of study, you must have a PhD or Bachelor or Master's degree.
那么以前还有要求，以前可能第一代移民说要不要英文，要有语言要求。
In the past, there might be language requirements, like English.
那么现在可能是 C 语言哈 ，computer language。
Now it might be computer language。
会用什么软件，对不对？然后呢是说你得有3年工作经验。
And they might say, oh, you need to have 3 years of experience。
而且呢，你工作还得好，要有 reference 嘛。
And you need to have a reference letter。
基督是不是这么来招咱们到他自己的圣殿来建圣殿的呢
？Is Jesus calling us to build his church that way？
然后说，哎。你必须有 MDiv 才能受洗。
He says, you know, you must have an MDiv to be baptized.
你必须懂希伯来文。
You must know Hebrew.
是不是？你是不是有3年主内生活经验
？You must live within the Lord for 3 years.
而且还生活得好。我要问你小组长，是不是他生活得好啊，才给他受洗啊
？You need to live a good life. I have to ask your small group leaders, do you live a good life?
耶稣是这么招我们的吗
？Is Jesus calling us that way?
哇，你们这条件比较高。
A very high requirements here. Nodding.
耶稣基督说：“我来是招罪人的。”
Jesus says, "I come to call sinners."
如果你真符合那些条件，我不用招你了。
If you fulfill those requirements, I don't need to call you.
那就是我们都是罪人，都是不符合耶稣基督建殿使用的人。
We're all sinners, and we're not qualified to be used to build His church.
耶稣说：“我来就是招烂砖头的。”
But Jesus says, I come and I call these broken rocks.
对，所以圣殿的建造完全是一个恩典。
So this building of the church is a complete grace.
上帝他招我们，就招了我们这些不配的烂砖头，于是建成了世间绝对超越的圣殿。
And God is calling, Jesus is calling these bad rocks of the world to build a church, to build a temple that is eternal, that is surpassing.
这就是最大的神迹，在无中生出了世间最光彩、最荣耀的圣殿。
This is the greatest miracle that out of nothing He builds the most glorious temple.
所有的教会的成立完全是恩典，不是我们的功德。
All the building of the churches, it's not any of the people's works.
那么最有趣就是这样。圣殿的建立和我们的建立是同步的。
The most interesting thing is this, that the building of the temple and the building of the people is at the same time.
这就是我们做石头的福分。
That's the blessing of being a rock.
我们这些支支四棱八角的石头进来，谁能够和谁合在一块呢？
You know, we are all rocks that are, you know, that are jagged in all different ways. How are we supposed to mesh together?
当这些石头不能合缝的时候呢，他们就彼此相磨，就动起来了嘛，对不对？
When these rocks that cannot mesh together, they will be grinding against one another.
那么这一点我们跟世界的人毫无区别。
In this way, we're no different than people of the world.
都是罪人。
We're all sinners.
都是自我中心的。
We're all self-centered.
于是我们都是相磨的。
So we all grind and have conflicts with one another.
那么世人磨呢，就磨死了。
Well, in the world, when they grind, when they have conflicts, they will perish.
哎，我们怎么磨出圣殿来了？
How are we, you know, sharpening one another? We sharpen each other to become a temple.
这就是十字架的建造功能。
And this is the power of the cross and building.
因为是耶稣基督用他的十字架任我们磨了。
Because Jesus uses his cross to sharpen us as rocks.
所以我自己看得很清楚，我这么有棱角的破石头。
You know, when I look at myself, I'm a broken rock with so many different edges.
那么我可以看到在每一个时代，每一个阶段，我都被我周围的弟兄姐妹和牧者他们任我磨了，才把我打磨成现在这样。
I can see that in every part of my life, there are different people, different brothers, different pastors that have sharpened me so that I can become who I am today.
当然，这不是基督他用肉身直接来的，是借着他的身体住在那个同工、那个弟兄、那个牧者的生命之中来任我磨了。于是什么？于是我才有形有体的成为今天一个能够侍奉他的工人。
And this, of course, is not by the physical body of Jesus Christ, but it's through the body of Christ here that he's able to sharpen me into someone who is able to serve him.
所以这是一个标志。
So this is a symbol for us.
如果你在教会中受了委屈，常担当别人的这个过失，然后也无怨言的继续服侍和爱心的和大家相处，那我要祝贺你了。不是你，不是你的功德，不是你的道德，是耶稣基督在你里头使你能够磨成这个样式。
If you're someone who has taken out a lot of burdens in the church and you've suffered for people's sake, this is not your moral, this is not your willpower, but it's God's grace that has allowed you to be this way.
如果你信主了十年八年，然后呢，你还在磨别人，这就有点问题吧。
If you believe in the Lord and you know, for 10 years and you're still grinding against one another, this might be your problem.
好，其实好多见证，我今天没有办法，因为有时间的缘故，我一直在看表。那么好，是这样哈，除了你看，我们看了，除了我们做这样的建造以外，那么很多人以为说这是一个道德的修炼，然后是一个我们自我的这个晋升哈，是一个操练，其实不是那么简单哈。我们不是在一个中性的地方做道德操练，做理性的教导，做生命自己的增长，我们是在一个对立的背景中。
Because of time, I'll move on to the next point. But, you know, some people feel that, you know, when we're here in the body, we're doing some moral training. We're just sitting here and training ourselves. But that's not actually true. We are being grown in the midst of oppositions.
在十八节这个后半段的时候，耶稣基督特别告诉我们说，我们在这边所建造的这个石，这个我们所看到的，我们建造的圣殿，是胜过阴间的权柄，是胜过世界的。
In the latter half of verse 18, Jesus tells us that this temple that's being built, it's greater, the power is greater than anything from hell.
所以我们是在一个征战中来建立教会。
So we are building this church in the midst of oppositions and conflicts.
我们是在与世界的价值观的对立中来信耶稣的。
We're in direct opposition of the world when we believe in Jesus.
所以如果你不能依靠基督的话，于是你自己的生命就坠落在这个在这个世界中就在征战中就死了。
If you cannot depend on Christ, if you cannot be in Christ, then you will perish in the midst of this conflict with the world.
那上帝怎么来保护我们？
So how does God protect us from the world?
不仅是有圣灵的内住，特别有有形有体的身体来保护我们。
Not only through the indwelling Holy Spirit, but it's also through the body of Christ.
很多人说我在家自己敬拜神就好了。
Some people say I might just be at home and worship God on my own.
我说你一定死的。
I say you will perish.
这个我们在法学界有一个说法哈，就是说我的家就是我的堡垒。
You know, in law school, there's one saying that my home is my safe haven.
Yeah, yeah. My home is my castle.
Castle.
对对对，意思是说这是我的城堡，是我的堡垒，我家就是不容易你侵入的地方。
Saying that my home is my castle, somewhere that you will not be able to invade.
那么其实神的教会就是我们的 castle.
You know, in reality, that God's church is our castle.
在九十年代的时候，有很多人看到了这个需要哈，他们就有特别多的勇气，就到中国去传福音了。
In the 90s, many people saw a need in China, and they took up the courage and went to China to share the gospel.
但是呢，他们很多是凭着自己的感动和自己的勇敢去的。
But many through their own conviction and their own courage go.
那么有多少人他们成功的把福音带到中国去呢？
But how many people successfully brought the gospel to China?
让我惊讶的是，95%的人已经连在教会都没在了。
To my surprise, that 95% of the people are not even going to church anymore.
千万不要以为说他们只是初心者，一时的热情，所以他们跌倒了。我认识的跌倒的人里头有牧师，然后有长老，有执事，有团契的领袖。
Do not think that these are immature Christians, that because they're baby Christians that they fell away from the church. You know, these people that I know, they're pastors, they're deacons, they're leaders within the church.
他为什么？是不是他们伪装了一下，然后到那儿就跌倒了呢？
It's because they're just faking it here that when they went to China, they fell.
不是，他们都是真实的在这边服侍得非常好的弟兄和姐妹。
No, they're real Christians who are serving very well in the U.S.
原因是说他们以为说他们在这边能够为主做工是他个人的他自己的所谓的灵命的强大。
But the reason was because when they were serving here, they thought that it was because they are spiritually strong that they are able to serve.
他忘了说这是基督用他的身体有形有体的支撑了他，他才能够在教会里面来为神做这样真正的工作。
They forgot that it's Christ through his physical body, through the church supporting them, that they are able to serve in this way.
当他自己以为他自己强大，跑到中国这个战场上去单打独斗的时候，就跌倒了。
When they think that they are strong in themselves and went to China to fight this battle on their own, they fall away.
所以你今天不住在神的家里头，住在这个堡垒里头，其实你很快就在世界的战场上死掉了。
So if you do not live in this castle, in this home of God, you will perish very quickly on this battlefield.
当然这个战争是跟世间的战争不一样啊。
Of course, this battle is different than the world's battles.
那么世界的战争就是我要跟你对立，我就把你们全杀死。
The world's wars are saying that, you know, I'm opposing you, so I will kill you all.
那么但是呢，在我们的这个征战中呢，是说如果我们跟你对立了，我们就到那边去改变你。
But in our battle, we're saying that if we're opposing you, then we will come and we will change you.
所以信仰呢是一个为他的信仰。
This faith is for others.
教会是一个为他的教会。
This church is for others.
因为我们所体会的主的生命是为他的生命。
Because this life that we receive from the Lord is for others.
所以我们这个教会是这样的。那么从旧约就告诉我们，旧约讲了一个特别悖论性的这个教导，特别有意思。
So the church is this, that the Old Testament tells us this.
那么他说呢，一方面是说教会呢要使他帐幕，那就叫他叫帐，当时子民是有帐幕，是象征子民啊，帐幕要扎这个扎深他的橛子，对不对？我也不知道该怎么讲了，橛子是什么？ 但是旧约讲的是说我们那个 temple 当时是帐幕哈，是
the tabernacle needs to be staked。
对对对对对，呀，那么他另一个说法是说你要扩大你的帐幕。
The saying at the time was you need to enlarge your tabernacle。
那么一方面呢，其实就是我们教会的双重职分。
And this is our church's dual nature。
对，一方面就是我们前面说的，就是说教会的功能和我们自己信仰的这个真正的本质呢，就一方面叫深化跟主他的关系，体会主的生命，这是教会的功能和信仰的本质的一方面。
One part is that through the church we're experience what it is to be living to live with the Lord。
另一方面就是什么呢？另一方面就是要让我们的生命能够传导，不管是教会哈，教会要扩大他自己的帐幕，我们个人的生命是要更让更多人信主。
And the second nature is this, that it's not only for us, it's not only for us to experience God, but it's also to enlarge the tabernacle, enlarge the church, so that other people may see.
所以耶稣基督他一招就是让，不是让我们自我享受的。
So Christ, when he calls us, he's not calling us to this self-consumerism attitude.
哎，他说，哎，张三，我招你来信我，于是你个人就丰丰满满的享受了永生。
He says, "Hey, you know, come believe in me, and you will enjoy this eternal life."
是这样吗？
Is it like that?
他招这位的时候，就彼得的时候就讲了，说我招你什么呢？你要跟从我，因为我要让你得人如得鱼了。
Like when he calls Peter, he says, "You know, come follow me, and I will make you fisher of men."
我招你不仅是为你，我招你是为那个鱼。你要去得那鱼。
I'm calling you not for only you, but it's also for the fish that is out there.
只有你去得鱼的时候，你作为得鱼者的生命才完成了。
It's only when you go out and fish for men that you're fulfilling this nature of being a fisher.
就是这段经文所说的。
And this is what the scripture is telling us.
他说，哎，你拿了天国钥匙了。
He says, hey, you know, you hold the keys to the heaven.
你在地上捆绑的。我在天上就捆绑，你在地上释放了，我在天上就释放。
That whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I will loose in heaven.
谁不是借着他自己的身体做实在的工吗？
You know, who does not use their own bodies to do something that's concrete?
耶稣也是一样。
Isn't it like that?
他用他自己的身体在世间做那有形有体的他自己的工作。
Jesus came and he used his body to do the work that's been given to him.
哎呀，我们有点了不起哈。
You know, this is very impressive.
你今天走在 Nashville 的街上，还有人敢惹你吗？
If you walk on, you know, the streets of Nashville, would people come and taunt you?
别惹我啊！
You say, don't mess with me.
为什么？你的钥匙，去天国的钥匙在我这儿。
Because you know, the keys to heaven for you is I hold it.
你惹我，就不让你上天了。
If you mess with me, you know, I won't let you go to heaven.
这不是。耶稣基督赐我们钥匙的方式哈。
This is not the way that Jesus gives us the keys to heaven.
有人从上海来吗？
Is there anyone here from Shanghai?
有没有从上海的？都没有上海人哈。
No Shanghainese.
啊，有人哈，比较少。通常一听这个话，北京人都特高兴。
Yeah, usually when you hear this, people from Beijing are really happy.
我从北京出来的。
Yeah, I'm from Beijing.
因为你们不是第一大城市，北京就第一大城市。
Because you're not, you know, Shanghai is not the largest city. Beijing is the largest city.
Okay. 我说的现象是，过去在老上海。
You know, I say this because you know, in the past in Shanghai,
有一种称呼叫做玻璃门。
And there's a saying of glass door.
那为这个，它是称呼是特指一定的地方啊。
This is telling of a specific place in Shanghai.
这种地方呢，通常是在淮海路和南京路。
This place is usually on these roads.
那么你从上海来，你就知道哈，这就是没从上海也不要紧哈。什么是南京路呢？什么上海路呢？就是纽约第五大道。
If you're from Shanghai, you would know this, but you know if you're not, then example would be it's like the Fifth Avenue in New York.
所以呢，在这种最繁华的地方有这样的玻璃门。
And it's you know it's a very busy place, and there's this place called Glass Door.
那么因为什么呢？因为在这个玻璃门里头的生意通常是舞厅，通常是酒吧，通常是西餐馆。
Usually, you know what these are? These behind these glass doors, it's pubs, it's you know Western restaurants, it's nice bars.
所以呢，他要透过那些玻璃门呢，能够让那些灯红酒绿吸引路人进去。
And so through these glass doors that the lights come out of it, it will attract people to go in.
那么在这个玻璃门旁边呢，永远站着一个十三四岁、十四五岁的小孩。
And outside these glass doors is usually a small child of 13 or 14 years old, just standing outside the doors.
穿着这个燕尾服。
He wears a tuxedo.
那什么呢？这个小孩干什么呢
？What are these children?
那么这个小孩就是这个门的 sensor， 它也是它的那个发动机哈。
And these children are like the sensors for the doors, and it's like the motors for the doors.
那个时候的玻璃门呢是那种弹簧门。
At the time, these glass doors were not automatic. These were spring doors.
所以当有人被那个里头的光吸引的时候呢，要进来的时候呢，那个小孩就 sensor 他就看见了嘛，这是门的 sensor， 他看见了以后。
So when people are attracted by these lights and they come close to the doors, these children will open the doors for the guests.
每过来一个，他就马上把门打开。
You know, once one person comes, they'll open the door.
那么，有一天他没打开，他上哪儿去了
？If one day he doesn't open the door, what happens to him?
有人过来了，站那儿了，他发呆呢。
If someone comes over and he just stands there and does nothing,
大概十分钟以后他回家了。
Probably after 10 minutes, he'll be sent home.
Get fired.
He'll be fired.
其实耶稣基督他说给我们钥匙的含义就是我们就做了天国的门房。
You know, when Jesus tells us that he gives us the keys to heaven, it's like this.
那么其实在我们 Nashville 这个地方有好多在黑暗中行走的人。
You know, in reality, in Naperville, there are many people who are walking in darkness.
他们也会被天国的光所吸引的。
They'll be attracted by the light of heaven.
你是天国门的 sensor 吗
？Are you a sensor for the doors to heaven？
你看到了那些在黑暗中需要光的人吗
？Do you see those people who are in the darkness and in need of light？
那么我们是不是有上帝给我们内在的传福音的动力，为他的十字架的动力，愿意付代价把门打开，请那些已经感到光的人赶紧进来呢？
Do we have this intrinsic motivation, this motivation from the cross to be moved to open the doors for those who are in need of light?
我常常想说，我们还没被 fire 掉，真是一个恩典。
I often think that, you know, that we're not fired is a grace in and of itself.
对，我们就是这样了。在那时候以后，如果还有一个在黑暗中的人，不管他是不是中国人，如果我们没有为他开门，我们就丧失了神托付给我们的这个职分。
You know, if in Naperville, there's one person that is still walking in darkness, whether or not they're Chinese, if we do not open the door for them, then we are failing in our responsibility as doorkeepers for heaven.
有人说，哎，刘牧师，你礼拜五在这边有一个这个布道会哈，我们福音分享。
Some people say, "Oh, you know, Pastor Lou, you were here, you know, on Friday for evangelistic meeting."
Yeah, 我也给我的朋友打电话了，结果他没来。
You know, I called my friends and they didn't come.
他其实说这话的意思是，哎，我完成任务了。
You know, what he's saying is that, hey, I've done my part.
那么你觉得基督是这么招咱们的吗
？You think Jesus is calling us in that way?
基督坐在天父的宝座的右边。
You know, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God the Father.
把电话拿起来了。
He picks up the phone.
说张三啊。
He says, hey, you know.
天国特别荣耀啊，你看。
You know, this is very glorious.
我们这儿都不需要电灯，就有光。
You know, there's, you don't need lights here, you know, to have lights.
对。然后这边你看都是宝石的宝座。
You know, these seats are all made of jewels.
没有眼泪，也没有劳苦。
No tears, no pain.
哇，好的无比啊。
哇。
赶紧来吧
Wow, this is great. You know, come quickly.
然后听了一会儿，挂了。
And afterwards, the other person hangs up the phone.
跟天父说，不来，下地狱吧。
And Jesus tells the Father, you know, he's not coming. Send him to hell.
耶稣基督是这么招我们的吗
？Is Jesus calling us like this?
耶稣基督是不以与父神同等为强夺，谦卑的到我们这儿来做我们的仆人。
Jesus, he does not count equality with God as his privilege, but he came to serve us.
为我们洗脚。
He washed our feet.
为我们治病。
He healed us.
向我们传天国的这个真理。
He shared the truth of heaven with us.
为我们在十字架上死了。
And he died for us on the cross.
然后呢？然后才让幔子裂开，有这条道路，复活的道路向我们彰显了。
And he tore open the veil so that there is this path to heaven that is shown to us.
他是进到我们的境遇里头。领我们从我们这边回到天上去的。
He entered into our circumstances to lead us back into heaven.
所以我们也是要遵行他的命令，说得去到那个在黑暗中的人那儿去，将他们领进来。
So we need to follow in his example and go to where the darkness is and lead people to the light.
这些人都在黑暗中有需要的。
And these people in the darkness, they have many needs.
我最近听说说现在的学生都特富，现在你说什么他都不听了。
You know, I hear that, you know, nowadays the students are, they're very rich, and whatever you say, they won't listen.
在二十多年以前，我在纽约建教会的时候，在春节只要在外头贴一个广告说我们在这边会包饺子，就来了200多个学生和学者。
You know, 20 some years ago during Chinese New Year, we would just post an ad and say, "Hey, you know, it's Chinese New Year. We'll provide free dumplings, and people will flock to our events."
现在你到西北大学贴一个广告，有人来吗？
But now you go to Northwestern and you post an ad. Would anyone come?
谁会来？
Nobody comes.
但是这就意味着说他们没有他们的困境吗？
But does this mean that they don't have any needs?
他们这些小孩虽然是从富有的家庭来了。
These students, even though they may come from a rich family,
他们都是独生子女。
They might be single children.
他们根本不知道怎么跟他的 roommate, 跟他的同学，跟他的教授怎么打交道。
They may not know how to interact with their roommates, with their classmates, with their professors.
他们都脆弱的，以前倚靠着六个老头，还不有的可能没到老头，四个老头，然后两个父母，就是六个人来照顾他一个人。
You know,
现在呢，他自己要承担责任了，他担不起来。
You know, in the past they might be relying on their parents and their grandparents to support them, but now they're on their own and they cannot support themselves.
如果他的作业完不成的时候，如果他女朋友跟他吵一个架的时候，他根本不知道怎么支撑他自己的自我。
If they cannot complete their homework on time, or if they are having relationship problems, they don't know how to support themselves.
这就是他的境遇。
This is their difficulty.
这就是他的黑暗。
This is their darkness.
这就是他需要光照，怎么让主去在他的生命中建立，让他支撑来面对他境遇的时刻。
This is the part of their lives where they need the light of God to come in to help them to be able to be supported by God.
唯一缺的就是门房到他身边领他说：“哎，赶紧进门吧。”
What they need is these.Is the gatekeepers to bring them into the gates of heaven.
这就是境遇我们要去的地方。
These are the circumstances that we are called to go.
当然，我们去了也有各样的方法。
You know, maybe you know there are different ways that we may go as well.
然后我们去，哎，耶稣是你的拯救啊。
We might go and say, you know, Jesus is your salvation.
没来。
And does it come?
哎，我们有方法哈。你看这个地方有这个书籍哈，有杂志。你看这不是吗？认识真理，游子吟。然后这边叫什么？生命季刊，海外校园，对吧？给你看一看。
You know, we go and bring these articles and bring different catalogs and bring books describing what the faith is.
你看说的多好啊！
Well, you can see, you know, it's described very well in these books.
分析的多有逻辑啊！
This analysis is very detailed.
怎么还不信呢？
You know, why don't you believe in it?
好，这是，我不知道你们有多少人这个经历过有人敲你们家门给你卖东西。
And I don't know how many people have.Experience here, you know, salespeople knocking on your doors.
咱们这城市小，得到芝加哥 downtown 可能才有啊。
You might see it more in Chicago downtown Chicago.
我是不接受人道是来推销。
You know, I refuse to accept salespeople.
但是在纽约的时候呢，我邀请一个人来向我卖东西。
But in New York, I invited someone to come and sell something to me.
那么有一个。教会的小孩他那个高中毕业了，然后考 SAT 没考好，所以呢没上到好的大学。
There was a child at church at the time that, you know, after he graduated from high school, he didn't get a good score on the SAT, so he wasn't able to go to college.
所以呢，他就说等一年我再考，然后再申请好学校。
So he said, I'll wait a year, take a year off, and take the SAT again.
那小孩呢比较懂事，所以呢他说我不能白吃饭啊，所以我要做点事儿来补贴家里头。
And this child, he's a little bit more understanding, so he says, I want to help the family and do something.
他也去做这个 salesman.
So he went and became a salesman that year.
我是都是关心我的这个会众的嘛，所以过了两个月，我碰他母亲，我就说，哎，卖东西卖的怎么样了？
So I want to care, you know, I wanted to care for my church, and I asked, after 2 months, I asked the mother, hey, how's the sales going?
他说。没去。
The mom says he never went.
为什么？因为我们亚洲小孩嘛，脸皮比较薄。
And why? You know, because you know Asian children, they're you know not as thick-skinned.
好，没关系啊，大家笑就是在 understand。好，那么我就跟他讲说，哎，没关系哈，今天晚上7点钟，你到牧师家来向牧师推销哈。
And I say, okay, you know, that's fine. You know, hey, tell him to come at 7, come to the pastor's house to sell.
7:00,
and 7 o'clock he knocks on the door.
一开门, 我笑了,
and I opened the door, I laughed.
小孩穿那个西服,
but you know, the child wears this the suit.
然后呢, 左手呢, 右手拎了一个铁皮箱子,
he holds a metal box on his left hand.
然后左手呢, 拎了一个牛皮的那种办公的这种提包,
and in the other hand, he holds a leather briefcase.
进来就开始跟我推销了,
he comes and he starts to talk about the product.
大概我算了一下, 谈了大概8到9分钟的日常生活, 这就是他们拉关系啊, 你住在这多长时间了, 有几个小孩啊, 什么的。
Made small talk for about 8 or 9 minutes. She's asking about how long have you lived here and how many children you have.
然后他说我是推销刀子的。
And he said, you know, I'm selling knives.
对, 他说我们公司的刀子特别的棒。
He said, you know, these knives are great.
然后这个棒, 那个棒啊,
and this is good, that's good.
然后他说, 削铜, 斩铁, 什么都讲了。
You know, they say cut through steel.
问题是你买吗?
But, you know, question is, would you buy it?
有人告诉你说他的刀子可以削铜斩铁, 你买吗?
If someone tells you that my knives can cut through steel, do you buy it?
买不买?
Do you buy it?
都摇头啊, 对的。 谁会, 你说的话, 谁会相信?
You know, of course you say no, because if you're just saying it, who will believe it?
然后呢, 他把他的那个牛皮的办公的那个包打开了。
So he opens his leather briefcase.
然后拿出一个大夹子, 里头都是那个刀子的catalog.
And takes out a bunch of catalogs for these knives.
然后呢, 每个都是夹页哈, 上面是彩色的照片, 底下是说明。
And every page, there's, you know, color pictures and detailed descriptions of the knives.
那么上面都写的说, 哎, 上, 我真是开眼了哈, 我们中国人都是一把刀哈。
You know, I was so surprised because Chinese families only have one knife.
他那边是5把、8把, 什么20多把, 最多是100多把。
You know, the catalog has 5, 20 knives, and the most has hundreds of knives.
底下的说明呢就是说, 我们都是用什么样的合金做的, 所以它的韧性和力度是什么样。
And the description underneath talks about the material and how it's very, very strong.
然后呢, 每个形状都是削什么部位的。
And these shapes are for, you know, certain uses.
做得太科学了。
And it's very, very advanced.
你买不买?
Would you buy it?
哇, 犹豫了你看。
You're hesitating a little bit?
看样子有人买。
Oh, some people might buy it.
你看有点头的。
Some nodding.
所以我可能要到Nashville来卖刀子。
So I might have to come here and sell knives instead.
我举个例子, 如果在Nashville, 在你们临近的一个town里头, 有一个 agent 来跟你讲说, 哎, 你看照片看到了, 我这个房子是 5 bedroom, 然后 3 bathroom, 然后是专建的, 这么漂亮, 给你看了照片, 你买吗?
So if someone comes from the neighboring town and shows you this picture of a beautiful house, you know, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, would you buy it?
买吗?
Would you buy it?
哇, 你真是, 我到这儿卖房子, 能赚钱赚更多。
You know, I might come here and sell houses and make a lot of money.
你们谁是看到照片就买了你的房子的?
You know, whoever buys their house from just looking at a picture?
不会买的。
You know, you won't buy it.
然后小孩呢, 不慌不忙, 把那个铁皮箱子打开了。
So this child, he opens the metal toolbox.
先拿了一个木板放在这儿。
He puts a wooden block here.
拿了一个胡萝卜放在这儿。
He takes a carrot.
拿了一个木棍放在这儿。
And he takes a wooden stick.
拿了一个细的钢管放在这儿。
And he takes a thin metal tube.
然后最后说, 这是我们公司的刀子,
你看见吗? He says, this is my company's knife.
然后呢, 往这轻轻啪一放, 那个胡萝卜就变成两半。
And he lightly, you know, puts down the knife and he cuts the carrot in half.
使劲, 砰, 这么一剁, 这么粗的木棍, 两半。
And he hits the wooden stick and the wooden stick breaks in half.
然后 slice 一下,
and he slices the metal tube.
1 millimeter
metal tube is cut in half.
你买不买?
At this point, do you buy it?
当然你有刀子不用买, 所以当你有需要的时候有可能买。
Of course, if you have knives, you might not buy it, but if you're in need, you might consider buying it.
其实我们今天一样, 你说基督好的时候, 人家很难相信, 因为你是空话。
You know, it's the same. When we tell people that Jesus is good, it's hard for people to believe it because it's empty words.
你给了别人那些光盘也好, 书籍也好, 杂志也好, 这个单张也好, 他只是讲了一个正确的道理, 但不一定是真的。
You may give people this, you may give people, you know, catalogs, books, you know, these are only analysis, these are only correct thinking, but they don't know if it's real.
所以最好的证明是什么?
So the best testimony is what?
你的基督的样品是什么?
Your example of Christ, what is it?
就是我活着就是基督。
It's me. It's,
我像基督一样的为你付出了，像他一样的爱你，你就知道他是真实的。
It's my life, it's our lives that when we love them as Christ loved us, they know that this love of Christ is real.
既然我们里头就是基督的生命，其实我们就是以肉身的形式来将真道，也就是耶稣基督的样式向世人彰显。
If Christ's life is within us, then we are using our fleshly bodies to show this life of Christ.
所以我们要真实的到他身边去，肉身在那个地方，然后以耶稣基督的样式为他付代价，真心的爱他，真心的显示真理的样式，于是一个人才会被基督吸引，走到基督的这个家里来。
So we need to enter into their circumstances with our bodies by physically being there and showing who Christ is, showing the life of Christ, the love of Christ, so that they may be attracted to know Him.
其实今天最大的问题就是这个问题。
You know, the biggest question today is this.
就是我一看你就不想来了。
You know, is when I see the people here, I don't want to come here.
那么原因就是说。所以我们两个我的意思说的很简单，两件事不能够分隔的，我们的福音工作和我们刚才翻回的第一重工作，也就是我们信仰的另一重本质，就是要深化深刻的体会耶稣基督他自己的生命，才有出去有力量将福音传给其他的人。
So these things are inseparable, that we need to experience this life with Christ so that we can go out and share this life with others.
所以我讲我可能超时了，我想就请大家把我们今天的那个单张拿来，上面有一个年度的我们的主题。
So I'm a little bit past time, but I just want everyone to pick up their bulletins and see, you know, the topic for this year.
那边有两句话。
There's two phrases written there.
写的什么
？What does it say?
所以你就我现在就不讲了哈，你回去看就是我们今天讲到的总结啊。
Take a look at the topic for the church. You know, this is what we're talking about today.
好，我们祷告。
And let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你就是这样又真又活的来到我们身边。
You came to us as an alive person to us.
死在十字架上。
Dying for us on a cross,
复活向我们显示了天国的荣耀。
Resurrected to show us the glory of heaven,
也以此的方式呼召我们进入你的生命。
And uses to call us into your life,
你将你自己的身体留在世间。
You left your body here on this earth,
让我们又真又活的在里边体会你的生命。
So that we may experience your life through it,
你将你自己的话语留在我们中间。
And you have given us your word in the midst of us,
让我们看见你自己的样式是什么样式。
So that we may see who you truly are,
你也将你自己的灵就是圣灵赐给我们
，and you also give us your Holy Spirit，
以致呢能让我们里头有活力，以主体的生命又真又活进入到你的生命里
，so that we can use our lives to enter into yours。
求主呢让我们真的看清你的恩典
，we ask that Lord you will help us to truly see your grace。
愿意用自己的生命又真实又活泼的与你同行
，that we may walk with you using our lives，
直至进到你自己生命的深层
，so we can enter truly enter into your life。
我们这样祷告不配，是奉主耶稣基督之名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.